Harper Audio presents Did Jesus Exist? The Historical Argument for Jesus of Nazareth by Bart D. Ehrman. Read by Walter Dixon. Introduction. For the past several years, I've been planning to write a book about how Jesus became God. How it is that a scarcely known, itinerant preacher from the rural backwaters of a remote part of the empire, a Jewish prophet, who predicted that the end of the world as we know it was soon to come, who angered the powerful religious and civic leaders of Judea, and as a result was crucified for sedition against the state. How is it that within a century of his death, people were calling this little-known Jewish peasant God, saying, in fact, that he was a divine being who existed before the world began, that he had created the universe, and that he was equal with God Almighty himself? How did Jesus come to be deified, worshipped, as the Lord and Creator of all? I have to admit that I am eager to write the book, as these are among the most pressing questions in the entire history of religion. But I have continually been forced to put the book off, as other writing projects have taken precedence. It will, however, be my next book. In the meantime, something more pressing has come up, a prior question that I have to address first. This book deals with that prior question. Every week I receive two or three emails asking me whether Jesus existed as a human being. When I started getting these emails some years ago, I thought the question was rather peculiar and I did not take it seriously. Of course Jesus existed. Everyone knows he existed. Don't they? But the questions kept coming, and soon I began to wonder, why are so many people asking? My wonder only increased when I learned that I myself was being quoted in some circles, misquoted rather, as saying that Jesus...